All right, everybody, welcome back to the Heath Barn. Hope we've all had a great day. This episode, kind of digging back into the archives here and playing, going to replay an episode from about a year ago, but it was a great episode. It's with Anna Schweig. She is owner-operator of Big Thorn Farm and Brewery. She talks about that. I also want to say that since we've recorded this episode, they've added some more new, really cool things out there as well, so it's a great place to go, so if you're in the area, check it out. But she talks about that, discusses that for a while. And then we get into each of us give our top 10 list of Seinfeld episodes. So, very funny episodes, a lot of quotes from Seinfeld and voices and chuckling and all that kind of good stuff. So, I thought it was a good episode to kind of bring back out here from the past. Put it out again so everybody can get a fresh listen to it. Also want to encourage everybody, if you have not yet listened to the episode from last Thursday with Brian Barnhart, give it a listen. Again, despite me doing my Chris Farley impression from Saturday Night Live, just kidding, but go back and find that too. When he interviews like famous people, he's like, oh, that's awesome. But I felt a little bit like that, but I thought it came out just fine. And I thought he obviously made the whole episode. A lot of stuff about him you probably didn't know about, and asked him some questions that he probably hasn't been asked before, so he was outstanding. So, for those of you that don't know him, he has been the voice of the Fighting Illini, basketball and football, for 22 years now, I believe, and just a lot of stuff about him that you probably don't know. He was the radio announcer for the Anaheim Angels in the late 90s for a couple years. He's been all over the place, done a bunch of awesome things, and he's one of the best out there. Radio, TV, no matter what sport, he's one of the best. So, if you get a chance, go back and listen to that episode. It's episode 110. This one is episode 111. We're going to call it Top 10 Seinfeld Episodes Lists with Anna Schweig. So, hope you guys enjoy it. Very fun episode. Thank you for listening to Welcome to the Heath Barn, and hit it. All right, everybody, welcome back to the Heath Barn. I'm here today with a very special guest, a place that one of my favorite places to go to. It's awesome. It's unique. It's different for around here. And we're going to talk about that a little bit, but then we're going to get into funner stuff. So we're not just dwelling on our jobs all the time. So I'm here with Anna Schweig. Anna, say hello.
Hello, everyone.
And Anna is, okay, like I said before we came on, you can talk about this for 30 seconds, 2 minutes, 5 minutes, whatever you want to do. But just if you want to just kind of explain briefly or not briefly, however you want to do it.
Absolutely.
Explain your business and how awesome it is, because it is awesome. And then we'll get into what we're going to do for the episode. So.
Sounds great. Yeah, I guess I could go on obsessively about my business for, you know, hours and hours.
But do it.
But it's more fun to talk about things that are not work. Mm-hmm. Yeah, so my partner Aaron and I started a farm in 2011. We bought 15 acres in Georgetown in Vermilion County. And we knew eventually we were going to open a brewery. And in 2016, we did end up opening the brewery after doing years of kind of selling produce, and beer ingredients to other breweries. And so we took the leap in 2016 to get all of our licensing and open our place. And we distributed for the first couple years, and then we opened our tap rooms on the farm. So we kind of have like two separate tap rooms. We have the Tree Bar.
Yes.
John and Mandy know all about these things. I think I met you guys at the Tree Bar.
Yeah, probably. We heard about it from other people here in town, and then we went out there, and yeah, I mean, we've been in both equal. Doesn't matter what time of year it is, we don't care, but it's just great place. But the Tree Barn is amazing. And whenever the weather is nice, well, you can go on about that. But I mean, there's like kids can be out there, and there's mm-hmm. fire pits, and there's all kinds of awesome stuff.
Yeah, our whole idea was to get people outside during all of the seasons. So our Tree Bar is kind of the spring, summer, fall place. We have an outdoor bar on the edge of the woods, and then we have lots and lots of outdoor seating. We have a big pavilion and fire pits, like John said. And then in the wintertime, we built a greenhouse, and we put a giant cedar bar in there with wood stoves. And it's a just really cool way to enjoy the wintertime in Illinois, which not a lot of people do.
It's true.
So we're kind of obsessed with that concept. And of course, we make beer, which is the most important thing. So
well,
so we make delicious beer, and we have a food truck also that we run. And so we make beer, we make good food, and it's in a really cool atmosphere.
Yeah, absolutely. The food's awesome because it's not like normal. I mean, it's it's unique, but it's
we feel like it's
there's not one thing on there that's not really, really good though. So I mean, you know, it's yeah.
We wanted it to kind of be approachable, but unlike anything else that you could get locally.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's awesome. And don't worry about staying warm in the wintertime, because how warm is that?
The barrel stove is so good.
The barrel stove.
And we do have a lot of propane heaters, but yeah, our barrel stove kicks ass. It's like mm-hmm. it's a double, you know, big giant 55-gallon drum barrel stove, and so you stand next to it, and it's like a wall of heat.
Yeah.
And John's wife loves it.
Yes, she does. She was warming right up next to it. So yeah, well, it's awesome. It's like I said, for around here, especially where there's plenty of options, but they're kind of spread out in these super small towns and everything like that. It's like a perfect place to kind of piddle, as I say.
Mm-hmm.
We piddle out there. Mm-hmm. Lots of different routes you can get there,
mm-hmm.
and piddle back home. So it's mm-hmm. It's really, really cool. And also the Sunday, I have not gone to that yet, but I told you I'm going to it sometime. I'm sometime take Stevie out there, but the Sunday brunches and everything too.
Totally. Yeah. Yeah, we wanted to just make a place where people could enjoy beer with their family and make that a normalized experience instead of making it weird to go have a beer with your kids. So we just wanted it to be normal and acceptable.
get some beers, get a sandbox. What the hell else do you, what else do you need?
Right,
you know?
Right. Yeah. The kids aren't drinking. It's just the adults.
Yeah. But yes, it's it's a great place, and we love it. And everybody around here loves it. You guys are tearing it up, so.
Thank you.
Now, is that enough about that? Do you want to get to the fun stuff now?
I think that's enough. Let's go fun stuff.
Well, we were out there, and you know, this podcast, we like to do drafts, and we like to have lists and all that kind of fun stuff. So, she was working one night, and I was bugging the hell out of her, but I'm like, you can decide whatever you want to talk about. Like, you can talk about sports, TV, blah, 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 anything you want. So tell everybody what you picked and what we're going to be talking about.
So I picked Seinfeld, of course, because this is the best show that's ever been on television.
Look, it's right there.
Yeah, and there's a poster right here.
And hell, I got...
and there's more.
Yeah.
And I saw one of Larry David also.
I do. I got Larry. I got too much Larry, actually. Look at that. I got that silhouette there, and I got him...
I might need to rethink
that.
Larry.
It's too much of that shit. Okay, but it's good though.
That is a good one.
Because it makes it seem like he's happy and he's miserable.
Yeah.
Yeah, but so we decided we are both going to give our top 10 Seinfeld episodes, which is brutal. Because
totally brutal.
Yeah. Should we give our OLIs? Outside looking in before. Why don't we do it after we go through our top 10?
Yeah, let's do after.
Because, hell, I got... Yeah. Those would just be, like, abbreviated.
Yeah, and I should have... Like, I could have written down so many more. But, like, this is just a really abbreviated list.
Yeah. And, Yeah, last night I just had to, I finally had to be like, screw it, I gotta.
That's how I felt.
Chop too. Away at it. Mm-hmm. Yeah. Mm-hmm. But my buddy, I think I told you when we were out there, like, my buddy, like, I did a top 9 baseball movie list with him. And I was like, all right, you can go first. What's your number 9? He's like, oh, we're starting at 9? I'm like, yeah. I'm like, you ever heard Casey Kasem start with 1 and go to 40? Like, what the hell are you? Of course we're going to start at the, you know. At the,
wait, why'd you just do top 9?
Because baseball.
Oh, because 9 players?
Yeah, because
I'm
super clever like that. So I was like, let's do 9.
Okay.
Because there's 9 players on a field, yeah.
And we should have done 9 for Seinfeld because there's 9 seasons.
That, I know. I thought about that, too. I did.
Next time,
John. Yeah. I'll tighten it up next time we do it. Okay, so I got mine here. I may change my order in the middle of it, but for now, this is my...
Okay, so we're starting with 10 and going to 1.
Let's go to 1. No, I'm just kidding. Okay, yeah, so you give your number 10, then I'll give my number 10, and we'll just go back and forth.
Okay. Number 10 is the Cigar Store Indian.
Okay, you're going older. Yeah. All right. I remember that one, but holy shit. Okay. All right.
I feel like mine are going to be totally different.
No, that's what makes it good, though, because, okay, so yes, I remember that one, but why'd you like that one so much? Because
it's so culturally inappropriate.
Yeah, it is.
Yeah.
There's no way you could pull that off now.
No, and Jerry has such a good chance with that super hot girl, and then he just musses it up.
Yeah, it's like, you can't just take that and, or what is it? I can't just give you something and just take it back. What are you? Or you can't just give me that and take it back. Yeah.
But Kramer with the Indian out the window at the back, at the end, out of the taxi.
Yes. Yeah. She's just like, all right, I'm out. Strike 3. Yeah. Cigar Store Indian. Yes. Okay. So that's a good one. Mm-hmm. Okay. So that is Anna's number 10. Mm-hmm. My number 10 is season 9, The Voice, where they're like, hello! Yes. I like how, I just laugh my ass off because Kramer's got an intern and he does absolutely nothing, you know. Yeah. And I like how when,
Kramerica?
Yeah, Kramerica Industries, yeah. And he goes in there and, she's like, well, from the looks of this, it's nothing more than a solitary man living in an apartment that may or may not have a chicken. And he's like, oh shit. And Darren's, and he's like, and with Darren's help, we'll get that chicken. Yeah. but I thought that was great. And then I thought, and because that whole voice thing, that's how it is in real life. Because like, I've had so many stupid voices with my buddies. And it just hits a point where it's like, all right, that's, you know, that's good. You know, so Jerry breaks up with her over the voice. And he's like, unless you guys still want to do it. And they're like, nah. He's like, all right, we're back together. You know. And then at the end, they decide to bring it back. Yeah.
I feel like that's what it's like with kids, too.
Yeah.
I feel like I've done voices with my kid. And then after a while, he's like, Mom, we're done.
Right.
We don't have to do that.
Yeah. 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 But I thought, okay, do you remember the part on that episode, too, where like Kramer's like, Kramer's got Darren calling over there to Jerry to set up a lunch at Monk's in 10 minutes or something like that. And then he walks across the hall. And he's like, Darren, there's going to be 3 for lunch. If you could tell Kramer, he's like, oh, what do you mean? He's already left. And Kramer comes in. He's like, and Jerry's like, hey, Elaine's coming. He's like, Darren, you know, because like Darren effing up his
Mr.
job.
Mr. Kramer. He calls him Mr.
Yeah.
Kramer.
Yeah. Yeah. I love that one. Okay.
That's good. That's good.
That's good. Yes. Okay. Okay. All right. Number 9.
Number 9. Season 7, episode 9, The Sponge.
Nice. Very good. Very good. That's that's a great one.
I feel like any well, perhaps not now. I don't know what contraception is.
I don't either.
I mean, I know because I'm a woman, but it's not like that anymore.
Mm-hmm.
There's no shortage. As far as I know, there's no shortage.
Yeah. She's like
Sponge-worthy.
Yeah, that's very good. That's a great episode. She's like, oh, I'll have 3.
No.
Make it 10. It's like, so you're set at 10. Yeah, just give me 25 and I'll, you know. It's like, so you're set at 25. Yeah, just give me the whole case and I'll be
whole case. Whole case, yeah.
Yeah. Yeah, that one's really good. What, is that the same one with the AIDS walk, maybe?
I think that is the one with the AIDS walk.
Yeah.
With the Hispanic.
Because Kramer
guys.
Won't wear the ribbon.
Yes.
Who doesn't want to wear the ribbon?
Everyone wears the ribbon.
It's like, just wear the ribbon, man. Like, he gets the shit beat out of him, and at the end, they because he's been like staying up all night or something, and he's like stumbling across the finish line, and Jerry just is like, told you, like up all night playing poker. Yeah.
Smoking cigars.
Right.
Playing poker.
Yeah.
I think that's the same one that. Isn't that the same one with when her boyfriend has the name of the serial killer guy?
No, that's an older one.
Oh, it is?
Yeah.
Okay. Isn't that the guy who she's asking if he's sponge-worthy, though? I feel like that's the same guy. Are you
sponge-worthy? I don't know. It might be. Okay.
Hmm.
Tidbit time. Mm-hmm. I'm full of them. The guy who's she's trying to decide if he's sponge-worthy is played Luke on Gilmore Girls all those years.
Oh, yes.
Yeah.
Okay. Yes.
Not proud of that I know that, but...
Nothing wrong with Gilmore Girls.
I know. I liked it. I don't know. They talk fast and get shit done. I don't know.
Yeah.
I guess. I don't know. That was one that I felt kind of...
I guess it
not
was
super proud that I liked it. But I just wanted Luke and Lorelai to get together. Doggone it. And they
Is
finally
Lorelai
did.
Is the daughter?
No,
she's the
mom.
Mom.
And Rory's the daughter.
Rory's the daughter.
Yeah.
Okay. I don't think I've ever seen that show.
Yeah. Well, no, I wouldn't go out of your way now. I just spoiled it for you. They end up together. All right. My number nine is The Caddy with Stan the Caddy.
Oh, The Caddy.
And she, what's her name? Sue Ellen Mischke's wearing a bra.
Bra.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I like that one a lot because, they go to court and Kramer's...
doesn't
Jerry's
hit.
Yeah, yeah. And then it's right after the OJ stuff, so they're just making a parody. But Jerry's like... Yeah, Kramer wrecked the car. He's like, well, I couldn't help it. You saw what she was wearing, And she's just walking down the... Yeah. So that one I thought was really funny because it's Jackie Childs.
Jackie
is great.
Childs, yes.
And Kramer just makes his life a living hell because every time he needs his help, he does something stupid at the end. But yes, I thought that one was really funny. And they all just kind of... It's the one where George... leaves his car at work, and so Steinbrenner thinks he's like, they think I'm burning the midnight oil. Like he leaves his car there, but then they got like all these flyers and bird pigeon shit all over it. So, yeah, yes.
I feel like I can relate to that episode well because Elaine, I'm like a short girl like Elaine.
Yeah.
And there's always like that beautiful tall girl that you wish you could be like. And Sue Ellen Mischke is
Sue Ellen Mischke.
That is that girl who's just like anything she wears is like perfect on her because she's tall and beautiful. Dang it. I'm just the short brunette.
Yeah. Well, I don't. But this is the fact that they had her just walking around a bra. It's just. It's very Larry David.
Yes.
Okay.
Okay.
All right. Number eight.
Number eight. Season four.
Okay. Oh boy, I'm gonna have to think.
The Junior Mint.
Oh yeah, that one's good.
The operation.
Watch him slice this fat bastard up.
Yeah.
I remember that line. Yeah.
With Roy, her boyfriend. Was her boyfriend.
Yeah, and then she thinks he got fat.
Yeah, and then he got not fat.
Right. Yeah, and Kramer.
He was a painter, wasn't he? The painter.
Yeah, I do. Yes, yes. Yeah, I've seen all those old ones, but it's been a little while. But yeah, I remember that one. The Junior Mint one's very good.
Is that considered old? I mean, it's middle. That's the middle.
Yeah, it's season four, I know.
Yeah.
Yeah, you're right. I'm trying to think, though. Isn't Kramer, like, describing surgeries and stuff? And he's just it's like, they're going to be sawing through bone. And, he's trying to get Jerry to watch the surgery with him. Yeah. Yep, I remember that one. Very good. And it makes that little noise when the Junior Mint goes in. It's like a little,
Yes.
Yes.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Yeah. All right.
Okay. What's your eight?
My number eight is the Soup Nazi.
Of course.
Yeah. That's kind of low, really, but I...
John, that's my next one.
All right, good.
We're right on par.
All right, good. I just, that one's just amazing. You're pushing your luck, little man.
And the armoire.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Well, that's the one with Kramer, those two guys.
Yeah, the ribbon guys. The ribbon guys.
Yes,
come
yes,
back.
Yes. And then, like, later on, Elaine's like, where's my armoire? He's like, it was stolen. He's like, these street toughs, they robbed me.
Right.
And he's like, I was so scared. You should have seen the way they talked to me. And then later on, Jerry and him see him on the sidewalk, and like, well, obviously he was talking to one of us. Who are you talking to? And they're just like, he just scared the hell out of them. They just take off running. Yes, they, I mean, the Soup Nazi episode's just it's a classic.
They call me the Soup Nazi at work sometimes.
Do they?
Well, because I make really good soup.
And you're for the super, food super mean to everybody?
Yeah, I'm so mean about it.
Yeah.
Yeah, I'm really mean about
it. So that's your number?
Very particular. That was my 7.
Okay, well then you can, and anything else you can think of that you like in that one?
I don't know, I love the whole thing. I love that, like, from a food service perspective.
Yeah.
That's like what...
That's everybody's dream to act like
that.
It's
your dream? I mean, not to act like so...
Adios, muchacho! they do this thing where Kramer's like trying to make him seem like he's actually like a human being, and then, por favor. It's like, I'm half Spanish. Adios, muchacho.
Well, because in food service and restaurants and bars and everything, you know, like, the job is to make everybody feel like whatever they're doing is the right thing.
Yeah.
You know, but customers don't always do the right thing.
Yeah. I could never do it. There's no way.
That just flips it on its head, and it's very satisfying.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I'd just put that on repeat if I was in the food service industry, probably. But he's like, okay. Well, there's lots of lines in that one, but so many. Mulligatawny. Okay, are any of those that they talk about on there though? Do you make any of those, or are those all? I mean, I know those are all real soups, but it's like.
I have never thought about that. What are the other ones? I'm Mulligatawny.
You should Google
mushroom. There's one mushroom.
Yeah.
I should Google those, yeah. And I should make soup Nazi.
You could have like a Seinfeld soup night.
Yep.
Yeah. Good I'm not idea. Trying to tell you how to run your business.
Good idea, John.
Yeah. Thank you. All right. My number 7 is the little Jerry Seinfeld where they have the rooster, you know, like little Jerry. Yeah. He's cockfighting.
Cockfighting.
Yeah. He's like,
little Jerry Seinfeld.
Yeah. Newman.
He's got the bookie.
Yeah, well, Jerry bounces a check at the bodega. And,
and it goes on the wall.
And mm-hmm. That's the one where Elaine's dating that guy that is bald. Mm-hmm. And he wants to grow his hair back. And he's wearing like that outfit because I laughed my ass off the first time because like he's wearing like this long black jacket and he's like shaved head and a little beard. And he goes to the bathroom and Jerry's like, is he from the future? Like when he's talking to Elaine. Do you remember that one though? Because he's like,
yes.
Yeah. And he ends up proposing to her and everything. But then and that's where George is dating. There's a lot going on in that episode. It's great. Hey, George is dating
swimmer,
that.
Right? The boyfriend was
yeah, yeah, yeah. And yeah. George is dating the girl that's
in prison.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. Conjugal visits.
Right. But right. George is trying to make it seem like it's. He's like, so where's the yard, you know, all this kind of stuff. And she's like, oh, we don't have those things here. You know, he wants to make it out to be this big prison. He's like, all right, see you, warden. And she's like, Betsy. You know? But yeah, but she busts out and yeah, it's that whole episode's great. And I love when
wait, she busts out in that episode.
Yeah. She busts
that.
Out towards the end. And then, and that's how, Elaine's boyfriend goes to jail because they think it's George because they know that they're both the descriptions for both of them that they're bald or whatever. So,
oh, right, yeah. right.
But I like when Jerry's like, George comes in and he's like, George, guess what? Little Jerry just ran from my apartment to Newman's in 28 seconds. And George is like, is that good? He's like, I don't know.
Little Jerry Seinfeld.
Oh, yeah. Little Jerry Seinfeld. All right. Okay. You're on number 6.
Six. I love Estelle.
Mm-hmm.
She's amazing. So my 6 is season 6, episode 4, The Chinese Woman.
Yeah. Yeah. Picking up on a theme here with you, but that's fine. No, I'm just joking. So, is that the one where I'm Donna Chang?
Yeah. Where Estelle thinks she's getting really good advice from a Chinese woman. Right. And then
she calls it off with Frank. Cause, yeah.
Yeah. Exactly. That just just gets me.
She gets like acupuncture and she's...
yes.
Again, an episode that there's just
they
no way in hell they
Chinese
let them...
Yeah. Yeah, they meet at a Chinese restaurant.
And it's short for Changsteen.
Chang Steam.
Yeah.
Chang Steam.
What does she say? She's like, it's really getting ridiculous. Right. It's just like she just sets herself up. Yeah. That one's good. And then she tells George they're getting divorced, and he just like sticks his head in Jerry's oven. I do remember that. Yeah. Right. Yes.
Two Christmases.
Yeah. Yeah, I feel bad now because like Frank's my favorite. He might be my favorite character on. I love Frank Costanza so mm-hmm. much.
Oh, he's fantastic.
But I don't know if I have. Well, he's not. Doesn't have a lot to do with. Well, a couple of mine, but. Okay, my number six is Jimmy from season six. Jimmy talks in the third person all the time.
Oh, Jimmy.
Yeah. Jimmy's down. Yeah. Jimmy holds grudges. Yeah, he just talks. That one's awesome. He.
What else happens in that episode?
That's where Kramer. Oh, geez, Louise. Kramer goes to the dentist, and he's got too much Novocaine, and he's wearing those jumper shoes, and they think he's. Has special needs, yes, and they have him go to the thing for Mel Torme, and, yeah, and he sits like
in the front row.
Yeah. Kramer's like in the. Kramer goes into the locker room and he's talking to Jerry, and his side of his face is like all numb, and he gets a drink and he can't. And it's also the one where Whatley is having like hustlers and all these like. Penthouses and stuff like in the waiting rooms, you know.
Right.
Yeah, so he's like, he's asking Kramer about it, and Kramer's like, "Well, you know," and he's can't talk because his mouth's salt, and he's like, "Well, you know, it's kind of nice. You don't have to watch their language." And Jerry's like, "You find a need to say do a lot of swearing when you're at the dentist." And he's like, "When they pull that needle out, I let the expletives fly," and then like the. And whenever he's saying it, all the water comes out, and then Jimmy goes in there and slips on it and busts his ass, and, you know, he's like, Jimmy's got a compound fracture! Yeah. Yeah. So then, Kramer is all better from that, but then Jimmy sees him at that concert, or at that thing for Mel Torme, and punches him, and then his mouth's messed up again, so that's how we, you know. Do you remember all that stuff?
Yeah, oh yeah. Yeah. Yep.
It's just great. And Larry does it on Curb, too. It's just more, like, rated R, but he does, there's just tying all that. I told Mandy, I'm like, that show could just be called Misunderstandings and Coincidences, because that's all there are. That's all they are, yeah.
Oh, yeah.
But
yeah.
He does a great job of
tying it. Yeah, and Curb is like on steroids.
Yeah.
From Seinfeld, yeah.
So, yeah, I love the the Jimmy.
Jimmy.
Okay, so...
Five,
yes. Okay.
Season 3, Episode 7, The Cafe.
Season 3, okay.
Which is the... Pakistani
Babu. Is that the one where they get him shipped off on accident or something?
No, it's like where Jerry thinks he's so great.
Yes, I do remember that. Yeah,
he patronizes the restaurant and convinces Babu to make it a Pakistani restaurant.
Right. Yes. Yeah, yeah, yeah. Yes. And like, where are the people? You know, right? Like,
there are no people.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yes.
Yes.
I don't even know if we're allowed to talk like that, but you know, but, yeah, he's like, yeah. I do remember that one. Jerry thinks he's some hero because he's getting him to switch the theme of his restaurant.
And George is doing the IQ test.
Yes.
In the bedroom.
And he's trying to smuggle it out the window to Elaine. Mm-hmm. Yeah, I remember that.
Mm-hmm. And she's doing it at Babu's restaurant.
Right. And she can't focus the first time, so she gets a bad one.
Right.
Yes.
Yep. And then he gets caught.
Right.
His girlfriend catches him.
Yes. I do. I remember that
Such
one.
Such a dumb.
Yeah, yeah.
So dumb.
George is kind of sleazy, really, if you think about it.
They're all sleazy.
They are. Oh, yeah, they are. That's why they went to jail. Another spoiler there. They all go to jail.
Right. I just love Babu.
Yeah. Well, again, it's a restaurant deal for you, you know.
Maybe that's
it. It's relatable.
Maybe that's it. I can relate to no one coming. And what are we doing wrong?
Why the Pakistani menu? All right. My number five is it's season 7. It's the wink where George gets the pulp in his eye and he winks.
The wink.
Do you remember that one?
The wink, yes.
Okay.
Tell me what else happens.
I love that one. It's where...
Wait, how does he get the pulp? What happens with the...
They're sitting at the restaurant, and Jerry's trying to eat healthy, and he squirts grapefruit across, grapefruit, and it gets him in the.
Yes.
So then every just perfect timing, but every time it ends, he ends up getting the guy fired from the Yankees because he's like, "Hey, have you seen shit? I can't remember his name right now.
Oh, yeah.
His name escapes me. I should know that. That's, but anyways, he." That's going to make me mad. I can't think of his name. Anyway, he's like, have you seen blah, blah? And he's like,
no.
He's like, and he's like, hey, is there anything going on with him? He's like, no, he's doing a great job. And he winks at him, you know?
Mm-hmm.
And so he winks at right. And then that same guy comes in, or the guy comes in, he says, I'm going to go, he's with his wife, and he tells George, like, I'm going to go get a massage. And George is like, yeah, massage. And he winks. He's like, have fun with your massage. So then he gets in trouble with his wife and blah, blah. So his winking ends up getting him fired, basically. But mm-hmm. it's the one where Kramer, he winks at Kramer. Okay, Kramer's got this guy that he sells his sports memorabilia. So he's like, he's talking to, they've got a birthday card that the whole Yankee team signed for George Steinbrenner. And Kramer's like, Kramer says something about, man, I get a lot of money for that. And he's like, yeah, like I'm going to risk my job with the New York Yankees so that, to make a few extra bucks. And he like winks at Kramer. He's like, no, of course not. You know. So Kramer takes it. And George, my favorite part's when George comes up to the door. He's like, Kramer, where's that card? He's like, oh, right here. And it's like $200 in an envelope. And George's like, what's that? He's like, your cut of the loot. And because he sold him the card. And George is like, get it back. It's very important. And he winks at him. And Kramer's like, it's like, do you want me to get it back or not? And he like opens up his eyes like, get it back. So then he goes and gets it. And Kramer's visiting that kid in the hospital who's got the card. And it's the one where Kramer, this guy promises to hit two home runs.
Yes, yes,
and he hits a home run.
Yes.
And the second one's like a triple with a throwing error. Yeah, it's just all, it's all.
Steinbrenner.
That's Larry David's
voice.
Yeah,
I know.
Yeah, yeah.
He's such, so good.
Oh,
Larry
yeah.
David's so good.
Yeah. But that one, I laughed my ass off with that one. I have a shirt that I found that says, like, because whenever George starts winking, he's like, that's probably from that pulp that squirted across the table. And Jerry's like, pulp couldn't make it across the table. And George's like, pulp can move, baby. And like,
yeah.
I do. I have that shirt. I got a shirt that says pulp can move, baby, on it. But, yes, I love that one. Okay.
I feel like I've seen you wear that shirt.
Yeah. I don't know if I can fit it anymore, but, okay.
Okay.
Number four.
All right. Season three.
Okay. We're going old again.
Yep.
I'll get it though.
The pen.
Yeah, with
yeah, with Morty,
Morty
the
and
Seinfelds, and
Jack Klompas.
Jack Klompas, yep.
Yes.
No.
Is that the one where Elaine's on muscle relaxers and stuff, or no?
Yes, that's the muscle relaxers, yeah. Where she's sleeping on the
mm-hmm.
on the pull out sofa thing with the bar in her back.
Yeah.
Yes. Yes.
Which is extremely relatable because that's
every pull
out
sofa you've
yeah.
ever slept on.
Yeah.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Yeah. And the pen, and then the pens, that's like
right,
that's like a runner. They bring it back like every so often when Jack Klompas is on there. They talk about it. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Yep. Jack Klompas is a good character.
Oh, yeah. He's great. Perfect. Old. Cranky. Yeah.
I think I like, well, I like Morty a lot because Morty reminds me of my grandpa.
Yeah.
They're very similar. Like, my
nice.
Grandpa used to wear these, like, pink polyester pants or like purple like dressed just like
Morty Seinfeld. Yeah. Nice. Yeah. The parents of George and Jerry are just couldn't be better.
They're epic.
Oh yeah. Like I say this all the time, like whenever Jerry's down there and he wakes up, it's like, what time is it? She's like, it's five. She's like, oh, it's 5:30. He's like, what? He's like, but let's just sleep in, you know, like, because they're just old. Yeah. Klompas is great. Whenever he wrecks, that's a different episode, obviously. But when he buys that Cadillac off of Morty,
mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
it put it like it drove itself into the swamp. Like, he just always they always got a way of twisting their words around to where it's like kind of makes sense. Like, you know, how the hell do I know? Yeah. Yeah, Jack Klompas, that's amazing. There's so many, yeah, secondary, like, old characters, like Uncle Leo, Jack Klompas.
Oh, Uncle Leo's pretty epic,
yeah,
too.
There's so many people on there.
Your cousin Jeffrey.
Yeah. Yeah, cousin Jeff's always always got a leg up on Jerry.
In the pots department.
Yeah. Yeah.
Like he's doing something so grand.
Right, I know. Mm-hmm. It's just because Jerry's actually like living out what he wants to do, and but right. Your cousin's got a steady paycheck. All right, my
four.
Yes, is dang, I keep having to clear my throat. The worlds colliding, Elaine goes with Susan. You know, wants to start being friends with Susan.
Oh,
and it's the same one where.
Wait, is that the where she has the other George and Kramer?
No, that's the Bizarro world.
Bizarro world.
This
yeah,
is the one where like Elaine's like, I don't have any female friends left. And Jerry's like, why don't you ask Susan? And she's like, yeah, I should be friends with Susan. And George is just completely loses his mind because, you know, his worlds
right,
are colliding. Yeah.
Yes, yes.
But it's
yes,
also the one where Kramer has the number that's almost the same as movie phone. And he gets into it. He gets into it too much, a little too much, you know. So he like starts looking up movies for people, and by the end he's like, "Hello and welcome to Movie Phone," and he's just completely ripping off the guy. Yeah, yeah, he gets his number is 555 Filk or something instead of 555 Film. So
right.
Yeah. So at first he's like, "No, you got the wrong number, sorry." And then a couple scenes later, he's in there and he's like, "Oh no, hang on, I'll help you." And he goes through Jerry's paper. It's like, yeah, Firestorm, that's good. And he's like, oh, here, my friend's seen it. Here, you tell him about it. And Jerry's like, I'm not getting involved in it. You know, so he's like, what's the matter with you? You know, and then by the end, he's talking to Elaine accidentally calls it. He's like, hello, and welcome to Movie Phone. And she's like, Kramer? He's like, Elaine? Like, he's busted. And then later on, George is trying to figure out where they're watching the movie, and he calls Kramer on accident. And Kramer's doing his whole movie phone voice. And push number one for this. And and finally, and George and pushy buttons. He's like, why don't you just tell me what movie you want to see? You know?
Why don't you just
yeah,
tell me?
Then he's like, why don't you just tell me where you want to see the movie? Yeah. So, yeah, that's the world's colliding part's funny with George. But the Kramer part's is the part reason I
that
liked it the most.
Better part.
Yeah, it's great.
Show.
All right. We're getting down to the close to the end here. Okay. Number three.
Okay. Season 4, episode 11, The Contest.
Yes, yes, yes.
Yep.
That's the one that people talk about a lot.
Is it like the most, like what is the most? I wonder that. Like,
that one's up there for sure.
I feel like the Soup Nazi is like.
Yeah, it's up there too. But the contest, so that was. I feel like that's kind of when Seinfeld was starting to really, like, blow up.
Season 4, episode... Yeah, it was right before season 5. I mean, season 5 was really when it, like...
Yeah.
Hit the
right.
fan, right?
Yeah, I think so. They were going to cancel after season 1, but they brought it back. That just goes to show you got to be patient with shows, because some shows... If you look back at really good sitcoms, some of them start out really great and end up getting shitty towards the end, and some of them are the exact opposite, where it takes a couple seasons to hit their
totally.
Strike.
Yeah.
This is one that got... Just kept getting better and better. Mm-hmm.
But I agree.
Yes, the contest. So, hang on here. I'm going to do this real quick. Explain the contest episode, Hannah.
Right. While John gets a beer. The contest was when the friends had an abstinence contest, right? Well, not just abstinence. It was like a masturbation abstinence contest, right? I don't think it was like a...
In a nutshell, yes, that's... It was who could hold out the longest.
Yeah. But maybe none of them were in relationships. I don't remember. They must have not been in relationships.
Well, remember, Jerry was dating a virgin.
Oh, he was dating the virgin.
Elaine started dating John F. Kennedy. Yeah.
Yeah. So George must have not been with Susan yet.
No. Well, he was... No, not at that time, but yeah. Kramer was... I remember... I haven't thought about that episode a long time. That's where this girl across the street across the street from Jerry's, like, walking around her apartment naked.
Right.
And Kramer's just, like, kind of stares at her and just kind of gets you can tell he's, like, getting an image in his mind. and he kind of just kind of sneaks off, and then the other ones are talking, and Kramer comes back like a minute and a half later, just slams his mic down. He's like, "I'm out." He just gets... Yeah.
Was it like 30 minutes? I think it was like 30 minutes.
Well, I mean, yeah, I mean, he lasted, yeah, after they decided they're going to have a contest, he was just like, yeah, he was done right away. But, and, yeah, that was, I think, when people talk about it, that's definitely one of the classic ones. It was very well done. And the girl that's the virgin.
Marla.
Yeah, she ended up being on Frasier. Yeah, she was on Frasier all those years, like right after that. Mm-hmm. Yeah, that was... That was a good one. Okay.
Okay. Three?
Yes. Three. My number three is the Merv Griffin show where Kramer gets the Merv Griffin set out of the dumpster.
Makes me laugh.
Oh, gosh. Just like, I love the line, too. Like, how'd you get this in here? He's like, oh, you just bring it in and like, hook it. You know, like, yeah, okay. But,
I love Seinfeld so much because Kramer is my brother.
Oh, yeah?
I mean, yeah, yeah. And my brother, like, when Aaron and I lived in Champaign, we lived in this cool apartment, and my brother lived right next door. And it was awesome. We had, like, beer on draft, and Zach would just come over and hang out with us and stuff. But he would just have these wild, he just has these wild ideas. And he's just like Kramer. He's like, oh, you could just do that.
Right.
You know, oh, how'd you get that in there? I don't know. I just got it. Just got it
there. Yeah. Yeah. Oh, you just bring here and hook it. Like it's a TV show set. That's like when, well, the episode with The Voice when, you know, Kramer's got all these, Kramerica, you know, and they got all these ideas and they dump that giant ball of oil and it hits the girl in the head and it's like splat. And then like, he looks at Dare and he's like, how about this? Ketchup and mustard in the same bottle. Like, it's like, yeah, he, But that one.
What was that?
It
was to prevent oil spills.
Yeah.
That's what they're. Yeah, they were researching. Yeah.
Jerry comes in with that video recorder. He's like, "All right, we got 6 hours on here. That should be enough for to watch you guys do this and cover most of the trial, and you know, just like they're gonna go to jail." He, but the Merv Griffin one. Okay, so you got the so much going on. You got Jerry. Dating the girl and he wants to play with her toys and she won't let him get her to drink a bunch of wine and turkey and gravy and all this yeah. And then you got
tryptophan
I think, and then you get and then you've got Kramer obviously doing that, and George runs over a squirrel, and remember, so they go to the they go to the squirrel, or they go to the doctor, and he's like, okay, just make sure, give him this medicine 6 times a day, make sure his tail stays a little elevated. And they're like, well, how much is it going to cost? He's like, well, we had to send away for a bunch of tiny instruments, so about 80 cents. Yeah.
Well, he was with his girlfriend. Yeah. Was
Which is so
upset.
Stupid, because everybody, I mean, that's one of those where I'm like, are people in New York, do they not understand that squirrels aren't, like, I never understood that episode, like, why are you... Making it seem like, and George brings it up. He's like, it's not a pet, it's a wild invalid. Like, it's going to try to gnaw my brain out in my sleep. But why would you? Yeah. So, anyways, with the whole squirrel thing.
It should not be in your house.
Right. Yeah.
No.
So, but then he wants to bring it on to the Kramer show.
Right.
Because Kramer's like, remember, they're sitting there, they interview everybody, and then they're sitting there with, he's sitting there with Newman. He's like, we've officially bottomed out, like, because they can't get any guests. And Newman's like, how about a guest host? And he's like, I'll pretend I didn't hear that. But then they go and they get Kramer's like, got a new format, edgy, like scandals and animals. So he gets Jim Fowler and he's got that bird or whatever. And then
the bird.
And then he brings in that Jerry's girlfriend. Because he's been, you know, drugging her to play with her toys. That episode's just money. And Kramer's, the way he does all that with the music and everything. And
like, how does he have the lights?
Yeah.
Remember the lights? Yeah. Like, the lights work.
And he's like, hey. He's like, pushes that button. He's like, hey, you know. And then he's like, all right, we're going to go commercial real quick. And he sits there and takes a bite of a drink of Diet Coke. Like, gives a little, like, belt. He's like, all right, we're back, you know, and like there were never anywhere, you know. That episode is, yes, that one. That one's really, really good.
That is a good one.
Yeah. Sorry, I went
Kramer
a little
Kramer is always changing out his apartment. Remember what we were doing the wood? The wood.
Have you ever, like, imagine paused it wood. And just looked at the back? He's got so much weird shit. He's got, like, a...
Oh, yeah, 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 when he opens his door, yeah.
Well, and then he makes, like, pasta, which that's one of my OLIs later, like, one of the episodes where he makes, Fusilli Jerry.
Oh, Fusilli Jerry,
Macaroni
yeah.
Midler, you know.
Yep, yeah. Yep, yep, yep.
Yeah. Mm-hmm, all right. Mm-hmm. So you're at number two.
Two.
I'm getting nervous.
I know, and I'm like, now I'm looking at these, and I'm like, I don't even know. But I made the decision. All right, my two, season 3, episode 5, The Library.
Yeah.
With Bookman, the library cop.
Yeah, he takes his job way too seriously.
Tropic of Cancer.
Yeah.
Yeah, yeah, and Kramer falls in love with the librarian girl.
Yes, I remember that.
Yep, and she's supposed to be an older, non-attractive woman, according to Bookman.
She's
a poet. She's a poet.
Yeah, yeah. And I remember that guy's been a bunch of stuff. He's a really good actor, but he...
Yeah, definitely.
Yeah, he's just got a hard-on to get Jerry in trouble. And he's actually in that last... the finale, you know, whenever they're all taking the stand, and he's on there, and talks about how he had an overdue library book for like 20 some years, and he's like, we don't call people like that, can't remember what he says, we don't call them people, good Samaritans, yeah.
Yeah,
like, what do you call them, criminals, like, you know, so. But yes.
He's so serious.
I'm glad you're naming some old ones, because I didn't do a good enough job of being like...
I feel like, I guess season 3 was my favorite episode, because I guess, my favorite season, because I have...
Yeah. I got a buddy like that who likes all the older ones. I think I just, I'm trying to think here. Yeah. Because my last two are right in my little season 7 wheelhouse.
Oh, and the gym teacher. Remember the gym teacher?
Yeah, 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 yeah.
The big bean teeth.
Yes, I did.
Can't stand you.
Can't stand you, yeah. Yep.
All right,
Kids are mean as hell. Mm-hmm. I can vouch. Okay. My number two is The Rye. You know, the marble rye, and they try to get it back up there to replace it. Yes.
With the fishing rod.
That's amazing. Jerry mugs the old lady.
Oh, epic.
Rusty's got gas.
Rusty!
Yeah. What do you feed this animal? He's like, oh, it's oats and hay. Like, he's like trying not to breathe. they love that stuff.
Beef arena.
Yeah. You fed the horse. Oh, man, I got my son. And Stevie was like three years old. I had him saying that. He'd like run into a room and be like, you fed the horse beef arena? Like, it's like, well, I overbought. That's where he goes to like a Sam's Club or whatever, you know. Yeah. He buys all this shit. He'll never be able to get through it all. It's Kramer. But, yeah. And just little stuff, too. Like, you remember when Kramer's like walking down, you know, because obviously he falls all the time, but he's carrying those groceries. And I rewound it one time, like, watch. I'm like, all he does is drop one can and then acts like he slips on it. And he just does a complete, like, jumps and then dumps everything all down the hall, you know. And that's when that guy that's Rusty's owner tries to help him with his groceries. He's like, hey, can you watch my... And then he's taking people on those cab rides, just making shit up about, hey, this was built in 1880 by Joe Pepitone. You know, Joe Pepitone played for the Yankees. He just lies out his ass. But... Yes, between Rusty and the whole rye situation. Oh, and that's the one where...
He stole my marble rye.
Yeah. And that comes back to bite him. She lives in Florida. But the one where... And then, like, when they're eating at the table with Frank, and Frank's like, let me get this straight. You got the... Like, who's having sex with the hen? Yeah. Like, the rooster has sex with all of them. He's like, that's perverse. Yeah, they're just awkward. Yeah. Frank's... Oh, gosh. Yeah, that whole episode. We'll fall asleep to it or something. Like, usually, like, that's, like, one of the main episodes. Like, if I just want the first one to play, you know, as I'm, like, drifting off to go to sleep or something, mm-hmm. that's usually, like, the main one I pick. Because it's mm-hmm. just, yeah.
It's
great. It is. It's great.
Actually, I don't know why I didn't put that one on my list.
Well, it's all right. It's good. You're covering some of the older stuff. I'm covering some mm-hmm. of the newer stuff. So we're giving everybody a good good range. Okay.
All right.
Oh, my gosh. Should I do a drum roll?
I guess so.
All right. I need better sound effects in here. Maybe.
You need a drum.
I need a budget. Do it. Yeah. All right.
All right. My last one goes away from the trend of my others.
Mm-hmm.
Serenity Now.
Oh, yeah. That's great.
Because Frank.
I'm glad you said that because that's on my OLI list. Yeah.
Perfect.
Oh, it's amazing.
It's awesome. it's just so good. Frank is, he's so good.
Yeah. Yeah. Well, and it's also where, you know, they're acting like Kramer lives like in a neighborhood, you know, and these kids down the hall keep effing with them. Screen yeah. Screen door. And yeah. Hoochie Mama! Yeah. Oh, yeah. That one is... I'm glad you said that one. Like I said, I would have brought it up here a little bit, but it's...
Kramer's got the folding chair out.
Yeah.
In the hallway.
He's like, y'all come back real... He's got, like, sparklers going, you know?
He opens his door just to hear it clank.
Yeah. He's like, oh... Does he say mulch? I can't remember if he says mulch or whatever he says. You got to, you know? And then he, like, there's obviously no breeze, and so he kind of, like, you know, hits the wind chimes as they're coming in. But they,
Was it Frank's door? I guess it was
Frank's door. They go out there to... Yeah, they go out there to fix a screen door in Queens or whatever, and Kramer's like, oh, yeah, I'll take it off your hands. And he's like, like, just tears it off there, and again, somehow gets it back to his apartment, and then... And then he's all in on, you know, being like a old country, like any town USA.
Small town USA, yeah. Any town, yeah.
Yeah, but he, and then Lloyd Braun's in there.
Oh, yeah, that's not the computer.
Yeah, no. They're selling the computers. Computer? Yeah, because
yeah, it is the same.
Because Estelle's just writing his ass the whole episode. He's like, Serenity Now! You know, and, but then they come to find out that Lloyd just like ringing the bell. He's because he's crazy. He never even his phone wasn't even working. He just likes ringing the bell. Yeah, but yes, that one, that season nine. It starts the voice and those two are back to back in season nine, and those are both awesome.
Definitely.
Yes. All right.
All right.
Well, I don't know if this is should be whatever.
I'm waiting with bated breath.
Yeah, yeah. It's the hot tub episode.
The hot tub.
Season 7 was Jean-Paul.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Because mm-hmm. I think it's amazing because George it's the one where George figures out a way for people to leave him alone at work. He's like, I always act annoyed. He's like, if you act annoyed, like people think you're busy and they won't mess with you, you know? So like Wilhelm will go in there and he's like, yeah. Like, oh, sorry, George. So then they try to, they're like, I think we need to get you to relax a little bit. We got these guys coming in from Houston, from the Astros, and they go out and I quote those guys all the time. Like, you know, like,
these bastards.
Yeah. I say this all the time. I'm like, hey, guess what? You son of a bitch. He's like, you know where we are? It's like 30,000 feet above your head, you bastard. Whenever they're flying, you know. Yes, so then George, like, gets into it, you know, and he says it, and he starts cussing, and he tells Jean-Paul, like, that's how they talk in the big leagues, you know, like, he sits there, he's like, hey, you bastards, and he's like, how was your meeting? He's like, yeah, I really like those sons of bitches, and Jerry's like, sons of bitches? He's like, yeah, and he's like, that's how they talk in the big leagues, and Jean-Paul's kind of like, you know, so then, you know, the Elaine's neighbor, Jean-Paul's like, oh, look at the cute little bastard, you know, and she gets pissed off, and then the landlord comes and is like, oh, come on, you son of a bitch, I'm just trying to be friendly, and they kick him out, and yeah, it's just, yes, that whole episode is great. Awesome. That's where Kramer's got the hot tub, you know. And
yes,
and blows the whole circuit of the whole building.
He falls asleep in it.
Jerry doesn't trust Elaine, you know, getting him to his, because he's the one who slept through the Olympics.
Yep.
Yeah. My buddy sent me this, like, you know what 30 for 30s are on ESPN, like these like documentaries, and my buddy sent me this. It's obviously made up, but it's like a 30 for 30 thing, and it's got like what could have been, like the story of why separate, and like separate knobs, like in all caps and all this stuff, you know. And it's got Jean-Paul running, and it's like from ESPN, supposed to be, you know. Why separate knobs? Why separate knobs? Because Jerry don't give a shit. As soon as Jean-Paul sits down, he's just like, he's like, hey, Jean-Paul. I was like, sorry about the Olympics, you know, just immediately just goes right for, and then they're just sitting there, and Jerry's just like, so what happened? You know, like, no, like, hey, how are you? Uh-huh. Just gets right to it, yeah. So I like that one a lot.
That is epic.
Yes.
Hmm.
I don't know if it's the best. I'm sure I named some that are probably better than that one, but with Seinfeld, once you get to a certain point, like, you
know. I know, it's really hard to choose, like, the best.
Yeah, I agree.
Yeah.
All right, you want to name some OLIs?
Oh, yeah.
Because I got, yeah. Hell, this, I'll make these a lot quicker, but these might be better than the ones, you know. What'd you have for?
I liked the heart attack. When George thinks he has the heart attack.
Oh, that's an early one, too, yeah.
I think really just because when Elaine walks in and Jerry has the pillow on his head. That's just my favorite. Just think that's awesome.
She thinks it's...
Oh, Elaine.
Yeah, right, yeah. Yeah, that's good. I had the yada yada one.
Of course, the yada yada.
Yes, that one's great.
Yeah.
Yes. Yeah. That one.
That's got to be one of the most famous, right? Culturally. Yeah. Like, people who have never watched Seinfeld, they know yada yada.
Yeah, probably, because, yeah, that one's, like, I'm trying to think what Kramer's doing in that one. But, yeah. I'm having a brain fart, but yeah, that one.
I don't
one,
know what he's doing in that one.
That one's great. Very funny.
Still
I know where it is. That's one where Kramie and Mickey are, Mickey's getting married at the end. And,
Are they dating the girls
with
the shirts?
Yeah, they're dating those girls. They don't know who they are with the same shirts. Kramer's like, you ladies look lovely tonight. And he's like, falls down. Yeah. Yes. And they picked the wrong one and all that kind of stuff. Yeah.
Right. I really wanted you.
Yeah. The anti-dentite. Kramer's like, you're an anti-dentite. Yes. Yeah. Thought that one was great. The gonorrhea one, like the season 9, it's one of the last ones where Kramer and Mickey are doing that. They're going to this hospital to take on these roles, like to do these acting roles, you know. And
oh, right. Jaundice. Yeah.
Yeah. Mm-hmm, Kramer just like walks in, is like, well, I got gonorrhea. But, yeah. So that one's great.
That one is good. That was good.
Okay, what else you got?
I think you said a few of mine. The limo.
Oh, yeah, that one's good.
Yeah. And they mistake Jerry and George for the
Nazis.
Yeah, the Nazi guys.
Right, yes,
yeah,
yes.
Yeah. And the girls falling all over George, yeah.
Yes. That one's a good one. I had the abstinence one.
Yep.
Where George gets smarter and Elaine gets dumber. Oh, you know, yeah. They can't have sex. Yeah.
Right.
Yeah. I thought that one was good. Yeah, exactly. So why are you here? To tell you I had sex with a Portuguese waitress. It's like, sorry, I got lost on the way over here.
I calculated the odds.
Yeah. Mathematically, I had to do it. Yeah.
The Hamptons episode was so good with the shrinkage.
Oh, yeah. That one's great.
Shrinkage is pretty epic.
Yes. That one is we saw that not too long ago. Like, that doctor's like, everything's breathtaking.
Right.
It's throwing Elaine off, yeah.
Right. And then
Kramer gets arrested for stealing all those lobsters. Oh, yeah.
The lobster cage.
Kramer's like, oh man, it's great. When I saw Jane topless. Like, I forgot about that. Kramer can't keep a secret. He's got a big mouth. I put down the puffy shirt because I think that.
Oh, of course, the puffy shirt.
The low talker.
The low talker. Yes.
Gets him to wear that.
Yes.
I thought that one was funnier than hell. Mm-hmm. That's the one where George becomes a hand model. You know.
He got the gloves.
Yeah. Estelle's trying to... He's got the gloves. She's like, George, what about the applesauce and pretty stuff? Like, I'll take it in my room. Because, like, yeah, he's just being a drama queen about it. And he walks in and sees George's, or Jerry's shirt. And he starts laughing at him and stuff. And the low tugger gets pissed off and pushes him into the ironing board. And that's how he can't be a hand model anymore.
That's right.
But George is getting ready to be like, he's like, I wouldn't wipe my ass. And then she pushes him, and yeah. That one's good.
That one is good.
Because there are low talkers, you know?
Absolutely.
And I didn't put this one down, but the close talker one, too, wherever, that one's great. Like, mm-hmm. Judge Reinhold.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah,
mm-hmm.
That's funnier than hell, too.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm. I had a couple more quick ones here. Do you got any more or no?
No, that's all I got. Okay. I could have written more, but I didn't.
Yeah.
I stopped.
I just put... the gum, the one where Kramer is opening that...
With Lloyd Braun?
Yes. The theater and...
Oh, the glasses.
And Lloyd's like, am I crazy? Or, you know, the whole time. You yes. Know, yes. Right. And Elaine, like, loses a button and all that other stuff.
And the shriveled hot dog.
Yes. He's like, interesting texture. And then he goes outside and yaks over you. I like that one a lot.
Yes.
Am I crazy or is that a lot of gum? He's like, it's a lot of gum! Because he gives... He gives him 100, you know, and he... Yeah. Yeah. Yes.
Because he's got the glasses.
Yes, yes. Because Kramer's, you know, and just... We can't offend Lloyd Braun. Right, you got to, you know...
Right, like, right.
You know, it's a perfectly sane food to eat. Right before he pukes in the... So. And you remember the chicken roaster where...
You know what? I couldn't find that on the...
Yeah.
Yes, when, where he butters himself.
Well, no, that's the chicken roaster's the one where...
Oh, no, you're talking about the sign.
The sign.
Oh, yes, yes,
and Jerry
yes.
goes over there and turns into Kramer, starts acting like Kramer because yes. he has to live in his... right, yeah, yes. That one's good, too. I loved that one. And a couple more real quick. Mm-hmm. Ass Man.
Oh, Ass
License
Man.
Plates.
Yep.
Fusili Jerry. Frank gets Fusili Jerry up, yep. goes up his... rear end,
mm-hmm,
and then we got to give a shout out to Putty because he's amazing, like the face painter one
where, oh, Putty is amazing.
Yes.
Yep. The hockey game.
Yes.
Yep.
He's on season 6 and season 9, and those are only because they brought him back for season 9, and there's a lot of stuff. Yeah, he's amazing, but
amazing.
But that one, he's yeah, the devils.
That but, is the Jesus Fish episode, right?
Nope. Jesus Fish is another one. Season 9. Oh, God. That one's amazing, too.
That is
He's like, well, there's my neighbor's paper. He's like, why don't you go get it? She's like, why don't you get it? He's like, sorry, thou shalt not steal. And she's like, what do I want me to get it? He's like, well, why do you care? You know where you're going. And, like, yeah. I'm not the one going to hell. Yeah, he's...
He's great.
That face painter one, though, that's where he comes out of the bedroom and she's like, what the hell? And then he says he won't paint his face anymore. So they start fooling around and she takes off his shirt and his chest is painted. It's like, well, you send him more face paint. As you can see, this is not my face. And then, yeah. So, yeah. Anyways. Well, that was pretty fun, right? Yeah.
Yeah. Good choices.
Yes, I know. And I know there's more that I left out, but oh well. Great show. One of the best shows of all time.
Absolutely.
No, I told you that. Remember that one night, that Larry Sanders show? That's it right there on the...
Yeah, I know. I started watching it a little bit.
Yeah. I haven't watched season 1 and 2. I watched like 3, 4, and some of 5. But,
okay.
But I just thought it was cool because it's like, you know, behind the scenes of... what a talk show is like and all that kind of stuff. But got that and Seinfeld right by each other.
Love it. And The Wire. Love The Wire.
Yes.
Mm-hmm.
Have you ever watched that?
You know, no, not really. The New Zealand guys?
Yes.
Yeah.
It is, it takes a certain kind of sense of humor, but they're like geniuses. They have these episodes and then they break into like videos, song like videos like twice every episode, and they have like concerts and stuff, and it is really, 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 really funny. and they're just really, really smart. So yeah, I like that one a lot. But
it's from the '90s, right?
No, it was like, it's like when I was living in, Florida. So it was like 07, 08, 09 in there and stuff.
Okay. Yeah.
I actually saw them at a concert in Tampa and they're great. But
cool.
All right. Well, are there any characters or anything we need to think of? Any shout outs to Seinfeld before we sign off? We talked about Uncle Leo, Putty. We didn't give Newman enough love. He's amazing.
Yeah. We got Babu.
Babu.
Show me Babu.
Yeah. What is Babu? Yeah. They lost his visa. They're always into something.
That was a good one.
Yeah.
What about Poppy?
Yeah, Poppy. Poppy got a little sloppy.
Yeah, Poppy, yeah.
And
with the pee couch.
Yes, he did. He peed on the couch. Yeah. And what's his face? Who's that shitty comedian?
Banya.
Banya,
Kenny,
yeah.
Kenny Banya.
Yeah.
Yeah, yeah.
Yeah. But really though, just the main secondary characters are the parents, like Frank and Estelle and Morty and Helen. They're great. Wish they should have got a spinoff.
Seriously, I'm really surprised Frank and Estelle didn't get
a spinoff. Well, Frank, he went on and did a King of Queens right after that.
Right,
so,
that's true. Yeah. That's true.
Not Frank, you know, the actual person.
Mm-hmm.
Jerry Stiller.
Stiller, yeah.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. All right, well, did you have fun?
Absolutely.
Yeah.
Good time.
Yeah,
good
you'll have to think of another something you like and come on again or something.
Totally.
Yeah.
Drink some more beers.
Yeah. I'm probably not done. I mean, we're done recording, but still...
we've got way more beer today.
Yeah, you brought... You can't be bringing your awesome stuff in here and, yeah, expect it to just sit there. But, all right. Well, whenever, we started this up, like, my son, I was like, okay, I need, a sign-off line, you know, or something like that. And he was like, how about... So I'm going to do it here, okay?
Yeah.
Because he was like... He said, he was like, well, how about... And then, so I'm just going to do it, okay?
Yep.
So, Anna, thank you for coming. You had fun.
Absolutely.
Okay, good. We'll have to do it again sometime. Okay, so, like Stevie said, for me to say, here we go. That's that.